إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the issue of resilience, and yesterday I mentioned the first requirement of resilience, which is to face the brutal facts, not to try to camouflage the facts, not to try to pretend that things are not as bad as they actually are, not to tell stories, but to actually face the reality, no matter how bitter or bad it might sound. This is the first requirement of resilience. Resilience means to come back out of failure. And without resilience, you perish, because then you can't get up. People who win and succeed are people who are highly resilient. So the first part of resilience is to face the brutal facts. The second part of resilience is to still have absolute faith in eventual success. So this sounds paradoxical, because if you are facing the brutal facts, then the chances are that you get depressed, you give up hope, and you despair. But people who are resilient, they are able to do these two apparently paradoxical things simultaneously very well, which is to face the brutal facts, not try to disguise them, to face them straight on, but at the same time to have complete faith in eventual success. And the strange thing is, or what seems to be strange, unless you understand the reason behind it, the strange thing seems to be that the belief in eventual success appears to be, at that point, appears to be illogical. There is no data on the ground to support that this belief is true. Yet they believe, even though there is no evidence that this belief is true. So at that point in time, you could seriously question them and say that, is this a belief or is this just fantasy? You are imagining it. What tells you that you will succeed? What is the proof that you will succeed? Give me one piece of evidence that you are going to succeed. They will not be. There may not be any evidence at all. Yet people have complete faith that they will succeed. As I told you, there is a lot of documented research done with people who have survived some extremely lethal conditions in concentration camps, and there were people like this who faced the brutal facts. They never disguised the facts for themselves, yet they had complete and total faith in their success. From the seerah, the finest example of this is the story where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going around the tents in Mina on a very, very hot day. And this was after the Hajj in the Ayyamut Tashriq. And he went, and the writer of this report says that, I saw this man going from tent to tent, talking to people, trying to persuade them to accept Islam. And he was refused. He was rebuffed, he was repelled, and everyone refused to accept his message. And he said, in the heat of the day, I saw this man take some shelter near his own tent, and there was a big rock. In the shade of the rock, he sat down for a little while. His daughter came out of his tent with some water for him to drink and with a towel, and she wiped his face because he was covered with dust. And she started crying, and she said, "Oh, my father, what have they done to you?" And the man said, at that point in time, this man, he said, "Oh, my daughter, have absolutely no fear." He said, "Do not fear. This word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach every temporary and permanent house on the face of the earth." And that man was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the point is, if you look at that incident, what was the data at that point in time to show that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying was going to be true? No data. Even people he was talking to face were not accepting his message. Even people right there were not accepting his message. On what basis did he say, with this complete certainty, "Have no fear, this message will reach every temporary or permanent house on the face of the earth"? He has this faith in eventual success at a time when he cannot see any success even locally. He has faith in global success of his message reaching every human being on the face of the earth, when he cannot even see any success in the message reaching people that he is talking to on a personal face-to-face basis. So what was his faith? And this faith is what we know as Tawakkul ala Allah. Even people who do not believe in Allah, they have this faith in eventual success. And of course, people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know why they have this faith. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised success to the one who stays on the path and who is persistent. And that's why persistence is one of the most critical elements of success. Many times, the person who wins the race is not necessarily the person who was fastest, but the person who stayed in there long enough. And that's why when we talk about expertise, I'm reminded of what Malcolm Gladwell's research shows in his book, which I mentioned before also, I think, called Outliers. Malcolm Gladwell's research in Outliers shows that people who reach a level of expertise are people who have done 10,000 hours of work in that area. Whatever the area of expertise is, 10,000 hours of work in that area. And it's not unconscious work, it is conscious practice. 10,000 hours of that. Only then do you reach a level of expertise. And I'm relating that also to this, which is that we have to continue to do what we need to do. So face the brutal facts. Don't try to disguise them. Don't try to pretend that things are good when they are not good. At the same time, do not allow that bad news or do not allow that threat to drive you to despair. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Have faith in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who writes and rewrites destiny, and have faith in eventual success. So this is the second point. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about the third, which is to find a way through the mess. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamur rahim.